With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am very glad that you can all be with us today, this Valentine's evening, as I have a very special person who has made a lot of families feel loved that are in the NICU. You know, through The Mark Wyatt Show, we've recognized a lot of families who have gone through the NICU and their little babies who are being taken care of by medical teams, and it is a stressful and difficult time for families as they watch their little one go through what they have to be able to overcome being born prematurely or whatever health issue they have. One of the people who experienced this firsthand is Carrie Tyler. And Carrie experienced it with her son Braylon 9 years ago. We just celebrated a birthday for Braylon, and he was the cool kid on The Mark Wyatt Show. Carrie Tyler has been on The Mark Wyatt Show before as we talk about Project Sweet Peas. Welcome back to The Mark Wyatt Show, Carrie.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure.
Always glad to have you, and especially because we're recognizing a very incredible and amazing organization that helps these families who are going through what you did 9 years ago.
Absolutely. Son Braylon, he is now 9, but 9 years ago he was born at 24 weeks, which is 16 weeks early. He weighed 1 pound and 3 ounces, and he spent 117 days in the NICU. And during our journey, we encountered so many wonderful people that helped us, that comforted us, and that's kind of where the passion came to give back once we got out, because, you know, feeling in the NICU is just so, it's isolating, it's lonely. Even in a room full of people, you feel lonely. So having the comfort of knowing that others are thinking about you just means so much, and I remember how that felt, receiving just one little small gift to brighten my day. And I knew then that eventually I wanted to give back. And about 2 years, when my son was about 2 years old, is when I kind of started looking into doing something. And that's when I came across Project Sweet Peas. Project Sweet Peas is an amazing organization, has done so much for me, myself personally, but also others.
So, Carrie, during the time that you were in the hospital with Braylon and he was growing there being treated by the medical team in the NICU, you did not have any knowledge of Project Sweet Peas at that time?
No, not at that time. Actually, Project Sweet Peas was founded in 2009. So they are a national organization, but at the time when I was in the NICU, Project Sweet Peas was not in Alabama. So we did have support through other organizations, and we had a hospital staff family support liaison that was amazing, but we did not have the support of Project Sweet Peas while we were in the NICU.
It would be very interesting to me, Carrie, to hear that first conversation or be able to hear how you presented your own situation to say, I really like what you're doing with Project Sweet Peas and would like to be a part of it. How did that go for you to make that connection?
Well, I found them through Google, believe it or not, and I just started looking into the organization, and I sent an email probably a couple of months before I officially joined, just trying to get involved, and you know, I'd seen what they were doing. They had different division coordinators in different states. And I just loved everything about them. So I reached out, and they told me that they had an open application process. And I sent in the application, and in July of 2015 is when we officially opened up our division in Alabama.
Outstanding. Now, when you contacted them, did you go from the direction of saying, I really would like to bring this to Alabama, or were you just looking for a place to volunteer?
At first, I was looking for the support for our local NICU. My son was born at Huntsville Hospital, although they really did have amazing support while in the NICU. But again, they didn't have the family support as far as the little things that Project Sweet Peas provides. So I just really loved what they did. And my intentions was just to do something locally. And we have just kind of, we have grown, and never in my wildest dreams did I ever believe that we would be statewide at this point, but it's just been a very big honor to be able to watch this organization grow here in Alabama.
Well, that really does get into, Carrie, where you saw what Project Sweet Peas was doing to help families. You appreciated the work they were doing and wanted to be part of it. What was it that really intrigued you about Project Sweet Peas? What stood out initially?
The main thing that stood out to me is that they concentrate on family-centered care. Everything that Project Sweet Peas is about focuses on the family and how to get the families involved with the care of the NICU baby. And that's something, you know, as being in the NICU, you know, as a normal parent, when I say normal parent, as someone that doesn't have a NICU experience, you know, that first diaper change, that first time you hold them, you know, just comes automatically. And our mission is to help celebrate those small milestones that are so huge, which others, you know, just, I hate to say it, but kind of take it for granted. I mean, who wouldn't when you're not having to think about how precious that is? And the being in a family-centered care means having the parents involved and helping the babies, and not only while in the NICU, but helping that bonding and from the NICU and beyond.
So, Carrie, 9 years ago, in a perfect world, and you were in that situation as far as being able to have what you needed for Braylon and yourself, your family, what is it that maybe you look back and wish that you had have had during that time? I know you said that where you were at was great, that they had a wonderful program there, but what was it that you think would have really helped you during that time that maybe was missing?
What I feel would have helped me is having other parents that had been there before us, that had been there before me, and given me that hope, and having someone to talk to, you know, someone that understood. Because, and that's with any type of illness, any type of traumatic event in anyone's life, that bonding that you have with someone that has been there, and the words that you don't even have to say, and they understand how you're feeling, that connection is so important. And that's something that I longed for. And like I said, we had amazing support family-wise with everywhere. But it was that connection of someone that had walked through my shoes, that had been there, that was so important to me. You know, the doctors saying this and that, and, you know, they're doing their job. But, you know, as a person or as a mom or as a dad sitting there listening to this, being able to talk about it with someone that understands how you feel makes all the difference in the world.
Right now, we're talking to Carrie Tyler, and she represents the state of Alabama with Project Sweet Peas as they help provide support to families who have babies in the NICU. It's a great effort, and what I'm doing with Carrie in the first segment, what we've done, is I have led you as a listener to understand what Project Sweet Peas does and how they're helping, because I want you to think about how you can support Project Sweet Peas, just like Carrie has done over the years to help this effort. And a lot of you who are listening right now, maybe you're not capable as far as your time, things that you have to do, that you can do what Project Sweet Peas does. So they're standing in the gap for you if you want to help families who are in the NICU. And I know that someone out there, plenty of people right now, know families who have been in the NICU or are currently in the NICU. So I want you to stick with us as I continue this conversation with Carrie, and I want you to listen to how you can make a difference through Project Sweet Peas. Folks, I hope you will stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like. Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us as we recognize some very special families, families that have gone through the NICU and families who are currently in the NICU, and we're highlighting a very special effort called Project Sweet Peas, and Carrie Tyler, who has been on the show before, is on the line with me, and she's sharing about this special effort to help these families, and I wanted you to hear more about Project Sweet Peas through Carrie so that you can support this effort yourself. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Carrie Tyler.
Thank you.
And what a cool kid Braylon is. I was glad to be able to recognize him last week with the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award. And as you mentioned in the comment that you sent to me, he's had a tough time over the years, but he has just been a warrior, a fighter, and you're proud of your young man.
I am absolutely proud of him. He is my entire world, but he is so strong and he has overcome so much, and I couldn't be any more proud of that child.
Well, and it's always great to see the progress of children, especially those who are born with difficulties when it comes to health issues. And that certainly was the case for Braylon, as you mentioned in the first segment, being born so tiny. And I know that it was a great concern to you and your family as to whether or not Braylon would survive.
Yes, it's, you know, leaving the hospital every single day wondering if that's going to be the last time that I see my child. And, you know, that's heartbreaking. And, you know, every parent that's in the NICU goes through that feeling. Some don't speak of it, but I promise you they all have that thought in their head.
My last visit to the NICU, Carrie, was 3 years ago as little Kennedy Gobble was born. And I was able to go back and see Kennedy back then before COVID had hit. And I was just amazed at the technology that was back there as the babies were being taken care of by a great NICU there at Huntsville Hospital. How has it changed Project Sweet Peas when it comes to COVID and how you're able to interact with those families?
Well, COVID did put, you know, a stop to a lot of the things that we were doing inside the hospital. Thankfully, at most of our hospitals, and especially Huntsville Hospital, we have an amazing family support person, Heather Green. She is amazing. So she has done everything that she can to help us get our items into the hospitals. And the same with all of our other hospitals. We basically just drop off stuff outside of the NICU. Unfortunately, we don't get to go inside the units, but, you know, it's all about the health of the babies. But we are still able to get our gifts and items to the families, thankfully.
Now, some of the people listening right now have seen those pretty lime green bags. What goes in those bags, Carrie?
Well, most everything in the bags are like NICU specific. And what I mean by that is there's a specific NICU journal that families can document, you know, their day, who their nurse was, how much their baby weighs. And then there's a NICU guide that kind of explains in English, as I would say, or explains in simple terms what, you know, some of the NICU terms mean. And then we have little crib cards and milestone cards, like I mentioned earlier, to encourage families to celebrate those first moments with their sibling, or the first bath, or the first feeding, or first diaper change. You know, it encourages them to celebrate those. And there's a couple of other, you know, I'm going blank on some of them, but there's a couple of other huge items that are just NICU specific that is not something that you can just go get at a store, because not everything is, you know, you can't just go get a baby book, because someone in the, you know, a baby in the NICU, you know, it's a lot of the things, you know. I remember filling out my baby book, Braylon's baby book, and it made me even more sad filling it out, because, you know, I didn't get to fill out all of the big basic things because, you know, we didn't get to do them. So having something that is specific to what you're going through is something to me that was, or would have been, very, very impactful for me.
And Carrie, of course, to fill those bags takes money. And through the generosity of a lot of people toward Project Sweet Peas, you've been able to fill those bags here in the state of Alabama, and the chapters are able to fill their bags beyond the state of Alabama across the country. And you all recently had a pretty big fundraiser here in the state of Alabama, didn't you?
We sure did. We had Project Sweet Peas Gala was this past weekend at the Jackson Center here in Huntsville.
And tell us about that event.
The event went amazing. We had wonderful sponsors. We had an amazing speaker, Gina Simpson, who's from the Tuscaloosa area. She was so brave and shared her NICU loss story for the first time publicly. And hearing her speak, speak, and I know others that have been in the same situation, was just really amazing. And we had a wonderful silent auction. We had so many amazing donors that helped us and helped get the event together.
And do you know how much money was raised for Project Sweet Peas through that fundraising effort?
I do not have an exact amount because we're still kind of trickling in some things. We did raise a good amount of money to be able to support almost the entire state.
And I believe Project Sweet Peas took a little time at that gala to recognize somebody very special who represents our state, and it was you.
Yes, that was a very big surprise and shock, but I'm so honored. You know, one of the best things about this organization is the people that are involved with it, the volunteers, the other NICU moms that have been there, and two special ladies helped put that together, Vicky and Sarah. They have been there with Project Sweet Peas since day one. You know, they were who I went to when, you know, this division opened. They have been there, and they have been a real big rock behind this. But they reached out to the board of directors, Project Sweet Peas board, and they put together a video, the board did, and they surprised me with it at the beginning of the gala, and they recognized me for my work here in Alabama with NICU families and presented me with a beautiful crystal plaque. And I did cry in front of over 150 people, but that is okay. It was worth it, and I would do it all over again because that meant so much to me. Everything that we do with this organization is to help families, and just to know that there are people out there that have been in the same shoes that we are, and that we are helping them, really, truly fills my heart and all of our hearts with so much joy.
Knowing you as I do, Carrie, I was very happy for you that you were recognized in that way because it's well-deserved. And I know that you're not looking for attention. That's not what your goal is here. It's not about what's Carrie Tyler going to get for doing all this work. But it is good to be appreciated. I know that. It's nice when someone says good job or thank you. It doesn't have to be in the form of a plaque or some very sweet video that people put together, but just simply knowing that you're appreciated, and people who are listening right now, they want to find places where they're appreciated too. And it sounds like Project Sweet Peas might be a route to go if a person wants to be appreciated for taking their time and their energy, their effort, to help these NICU families.
Absolutely. Project Sweet Peas has saved me in some of the darkest moments of my life. And I mean, after the NICU, it's not just, you know, the emotions and everything is still there. You know, it's a traumatizing event. And to have a platform to be able to put my heart and all of our volunteers, because every single volunteer has been impacted by the NICU, they all have stories like mine. And so to be able to have a platform to be able to give back to NICUs, and that's not just me, that's not just, you know, the ladies that I mentioned, all around the state, we have probably 4 or 5, maybe even 6 volunteers, you know, that's down in Mobile and Dothan, Tuscaloosa and Birmingham, that are a huge part of what we do, and to get all of our gifts out to these families, and to be able to have this platform to share with others, to be able to give back, is something that's very healing to me. And I know it's very healing to others because, I mean, just being able to show others that they're not alone on this journey is something that just really heals my heart.
Well, and we want to make sure that we recognize each and every volunteer who works with Project Sweet Peas right now. It's a big shout out to them. Anyone who has worked to help Project Sweet Peas be the special organization that it is, to help the NICU families to step up and care outside of yourself for someone else. You are a very special person. You're an amazing team, and I appreciate the great work of Project Sweet Peas. And I know that there are people listening right now who want to know more about how they can support this effort, Carrie.
We would love any type of volunteer efforts, whether it be assembling care packages or just reaching out and talking to us. You can email me at carrie@projectsweetpeas.com or find us on Facebook at Project Sweet Peas Alabama. And if you know someone that's in the NICU or you yourself find yourself in there, please don't hesitate to reach out to us, because that's what we're here for. We're here to help show others they're not alone. We're here to help financially while you're in the NICU. We're here for so many different things, and all we need is just for people to reach out to us.
Excellent. Carrie, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about Project Sweet Peas. I know that you have an amazing passion for this work, and it's always a pleasure to be able to talk about it and have you share about what you all are doing through Project Sweet Peas to make a difference in the lives of these NICU families.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for having me on. And I truly appreciate everything that you do and everything that you put forward in helping make a difference in the lives of so many others and helping get the word out of so many amazing organizations and people that need it. I truly appreciate what you do.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Carrie Tyler, folks, with Project Sweet Peas representing the state of Alabama. I hope that this conversation has touched you in a way that you want to make a difference through Project Sweet Peas to help the NICU families who are going through a difficult time right now. And if you've gone through that experience, just like Carrie, you know what it's like. And for many people, it makes them want to pay it forward, if you will, to make a difference in the lives of those who are affected by children who are born with health issues and born prematurely. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of The Mark White Show. It's always about encouraging and inspiring you and me to make a difference where we can, and that's what the show's about. And I hope that you listen to this show and say, you know what, I've got family members and friends and neighbors who need to hear The Mark White Show as well, so I'm going to share this with them, and I hope you'll do that. And I hope you'll also follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast. I've got a lot of ways you can do that, and it begins with Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry. You can also go to iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't
you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.